As we were discussing with Michelle, the Fair Work Commission is conducting its mandated four-yearly review of awards, and in its submission to the review, the federal government is recommending sweeping change. Tony Abbott's firm election promise, you remember, was not to change Labor's government's Fair Work Act during his first term, except perhaps for some tinkering around the edges. To keep that promise, any changes to things like penalty rates and awards must be compliant with the existing law, and that's why attention is now focused on the Commission's four-year review. Professor Ron McCallum is an industrial law expert at Sydney University. He was a member of the former Labor government's review panel looking into the Fair Work Act. Ron McCallum, good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. It's lovely to be here.
Ron McCallum, in this four-yearly review of awards that the Commission is about to undertake, how much scope is there for the Fair Work Commission to change award-paying conditions?
The Fair Work Commission can certainly further simplify the 122 already simplified awards. It could alter various allowances, it could alter some penalty rates, but it's unlikely that the changes would be dramatic.
If left to its own devices, or do you think under pressure from, for instance, the federal government, we could see more dramatic changes?
I think it's unlikely that we will see huge dramatic changes. The federal government submission is as much to outsiders as it is to the Commission.
What makes you say that?
Well, they're playing to the gallery. I mean, the federal government has promised it won't alter the Fair Work Act, but it has many supporters, big business, even many in Cabinet who want to see reforms done. And so this is a boots and all submission saying we want to try and cut costs, and it's playing to its own constituency, just as the previous government on occasions played to its own constituency.
Well, the Fair Work, the federal government, the Abbott government, you're right, did promise it wouldn't significantly alter the Fair Work Act before going back to the electorate, in other words, another election. And Tony Abbott, of course, famously said work choices is dead, buried and cremated. But just looking at some of the elements, as reported anyway, from the government's submission, for instance, quote, ensuring modern awards are concise and provide only minimum terms and conditions of employment will encourage parties to bargain for enterprise agreements that suit the particular needs of their workplaces. Now, is that harking back to elements of work choices where we had, you know, minimum allowable matters?
Yes, it absolutely is, and it would lessen benefits in awards. Remember that only 15% of workers are covered by awards only. 30% are covered by collective bargaining, the rest are by individual arrangements. But those individual arrangements can't be less than the award standard. So if the award standard drops, those employees on minimum, on those employees on individual arrangements will not have really much chance of bargaining. It's really an attempt to lower limited terms and conditions of employment, particularly for many vulnerable workers who don't have enterprise bargaining.
And is it up to the Fair Work Commission to make that decision to lower some of those standards? Again, quoting the federal government submission, it recommends the tribunal, quote, give significant weight to the softening economic environment and labour market.
Yes, it's absolutely up to the Fair Work Commission to make any change to awards. I'm sure it will make certain changes, and the government is open to tell it to understand the softening of the economy. On the other hand,
is that something the Fair Work Commission would normally take into account anyway?
They would normally take that into account. And as I say, I don't think there'll be a wholesale change in penalty rates and minimum conditions. It may well be that some penalty rates will be altered. Everyone puts on the table restaurants, people want to have a cheap cup of coffee on the weekend. 30% of all workers in this country are casual and get minimal benefits. So there could be some changes, but I don't think you'll see a wholesale raft of changes from this review.
Unions aside, is there growing agreement and understanding that the whole notion of penalty rates in this sort of 24/7 world we increasingly live in are outmoded?
Well, there's some notion that they're outmoded. In other industries, they're absolutely essential. For example, in hospitals, Fran, most of the weekend nurses who work weekend evenings are married women who leave the kids in charge of mum and leave the kid dad in charge of the kids.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for penalty rates on weekends, they wouldn't go back to work.
It wouldn't be worth their while financially, is that what you're saying?
wouldn't be worth their while financially. So if you want that sort of employment, you have to have penalty rates. No one talks about keeping our hospitals running. Everyone talks about their cup of coffee on a Sunday morning in a restaurant.
But isn't the counter to that argument, you just said it yourself, that a lot of the women nurses, and I'm saying most of them are women because we're talking about the mum and dad there, prefer to work on the weekends. So actually, it's not the rate of pay that's the decider, but that's when they can work because they've got someone at home to mind the kids.
Oh, it's also the rate of pay. It's not worth upsetting all their weekend arrangements if they're simply only going to get the basic pay. And penalty rates on weekends have been used to attract nursing staff. You just got to ask any hospital administrator of how it works. It's part of the nature of pay to attract people by giving them various rates to work at particular times. Of course, there's always room to manoeuvre, always room to alter penalty rates. It may be that some restaurant penalty rates may be altered. That's what some Liberal members of Parliament want. It's what the general public seem to talk about. But a wholesale alteration of penalty rates and doing away with them would create all sorts of strains in the economy.
Talking with IR expert Professor Ron McCullum, it's 2 minutes to eight. But Ron McCullum, just sticking with the penalty rates, the notion and the argument again, particularly from the hospitality sector, as you've been saying, that the idea of paying double time on Sunday just isn't realistic in the modern world. What does the rest of the world do?
Well, the rest of the world doesn't pay so much penalties, but if you go to the United States, as you've been, I'm sure, workers survive by getting tips from customers of 15%. I was in a restaurant, we had dinner, and the waitress came up to me and said, 10% isn't good enough, we want 15%, I have to make a living. So whether you pay it by penalty rates or in America pay it by 15%, that's the way things work.
Ron McCullum, thank you very much for joining us again on Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran. Bye-bye.
Professor Ron McCullum from Sydney University. He's an industrial law expert and a regular commentator, really, on the IR laws put forward by our governments.